Good evening. This is Akashvani. I'm Anuja Kumar with the news at 9. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi to hold bilateral talks with his Ethiopian counterpart, Dr. Abiy Ahmed Ali, in Addis Ababa in a short while. Prime Minister Modi concludes two-day successful visit to Jordan. New Delhi and Amman ink 5 MOUs. Government introduces Viksit Bharat Guarantee for Rozgar and Ajivika Mission Grameen, VBG Ramji Bill in Lok Sabha. Lower House passes repealing and amending bill seeking to repeal obsolete laws. In Chhattisgarh, 34 Maoists surrender in Bijapur district. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jayashankar meets his Israeli counterpart Gideon Saar in Jerusalem. Both sides reiterate zero-tolerance policy towards terrorism. And in Under-19 Asia Cup cricket, India enters semi-final, defeating Malaysia by 315 runs in Dubai. And now the news in detail. Prime Minister Narendra Modi reached Addis Ababa, the capital of Ethiopia, this evening for a two-day visit to the nation. He will be holding wide-ranging discussions with Prime Minister Dr. Abiy Ahmed Ali on all aspects of India-Ethiopia bilateral ties. The Prime Minister is expected to attend the community dinner hosted by the Prime Minister of Ethiopia, Abiy Ahmed Ali. This is Prime Minister Modi's first visit to Ethiopia, where he will also address a joint session of the Ethiopian Parliament tomorrow. More from our correspondent.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi was given a rousing welcome here in Addis Ababa, the capital of Ethiopia, this evening. Hundreds of representatives of Indian diaspora, including children, women and Ethiopian people as well, gathered to get a glimpse of Prime Minister Narendra Modi. Addis Ababa, the capital and largest city of Ethiopia, was decked up with numerous hoardings and welcome posters. India and Ethiopia share a long history of partnership in the sectors of education, skilling and capacity building. This visit reaffirms the shared commitment of both countries as partners in the Global South to strengthening friendship and expanding bilateral cooperation. Sushil Chandra Tiwari, Akashvani News, Addis Ababa, Ethiopia.
The Prime Minister has been given a ceremonial welcome and a guard of honour at the National Palace in Addis Ababa, Ethiopia. The palace, which was formerly known as Eubelio or the Jubilee Palace, is the official residence of the President of Ethiopia since the Derg government. The ceremony highlighted Ethiopia's rich heritage. At Addis Ababa Airport, in a special gesture, he was warmly received by Ethiopian Prime Minister Dr. Abiy Ahmed Ali. Mr. Modi also took part in a traditional coffee ceremony with his Ethiopian counterpart. Noticeably, Hindi songs were performed to welcome the Prime Minister. Prime Minister Modi has wrapped up his two-day visit to Jordan, a trip that comes as a milestone moment as India and Jordan mark 75 years of diplomatic relations. The visit saw high-level engagements in Amman, including talks with King Abdullah II, resulting in a joint statement that outlines the next phase of the bilateral relationship. The two countries signed 5 memoranda of understanding, covering culture, renewable energy, water management, digital public infrastructure, and a twinning arrangement between the historic sites of Petra and Ellora.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi has concluded his landmark visit to Jordan, with India and Jordan agreeing on a forward-looking roadmap to deepen the partnership across trade, technology, connectivity and people-to-people ties. Both leaders reaffirmed the strong foundation of trust and goodwill underpinning India-Jordan relations. On the economic front, the leaders welcomed the steady growth in bilateral trade, valued at $2.3 billion in 2024, and underlined the need to diversify the trade basket. They welcomed the Jordan-India Business Forum and agreed to convene the next Trade and Economic Joint Committee in 2026. Greater cooperation in customs, transport and logistics was identified as key, with Jordan's strategic location and logistics strengths seen as an opportunity to enhance regional connectivity and private sector collaboration. The two sides also agreed to expand cooperation on digital technology, education, healthcare, agriculture, water management and renewable energy, with several agreements signed to support capacity building, digital transformation, clean energy and sustainable development. cultural ties received a boost with a new cultural exchange program and a twinning agreement between Petra and the Ellora Caves to promote tourism and heritage links. This is Vinod Kumar for Akashvani News from Amman.
The Prime Minister will arrive in Oman tomorrow in the last leg of his three-nation tour after concluding his visit to Jordan and Ethiopia. Mr. Modi is visiting the friendly nation in the Gulf region on the invitation of the head of the state of the Sultanate of Oman, Sultan Haitham bin Tariq. Prime Minister Modi will be accompanied by a high-level delegation. The visit is of great significance as it will be taking place when India and Oman are celebrating the 70th anniversary of the establishment of their diplomatic relations. We have more from our correspondent.
India shares a special partnership with the Sultanate of Oman, built on centuries-old contacts and supported by trade linkages and people-to-people ties. In present times, the relationship has evolved into a strategic partnership characterized by robust cooperation in diverse areas of mutual interest. During his two-day visit, Prime Minister Modi will hold comprehensive review of the entire spectrum of the bilateral relations with the Sultan of Oman and also exchange perspectives on regional and international issues of mutual interest. He is expected to address business leaders from both the countries at a business forum and is also scheduled to address the Indian community here, which is eagerly waiting for his arrival. This is Rajesh Bali for Akashvani News from Oman.
The government today introduced the Viksit Bharat Guarantee for Rozgar and Ajivika Mission Grameen, VBG Ramji Bill 2025 in the Lok Sabha. The legislation will replace the 20-year-old Mahatma Gandhi National Rural Employment Guarantee Act 2005, that is MG Narega. Introducing the bill, Rural Development Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan said the government is working towards realizing Mahatma Gandhi's vision and establishing the Ram Rajya that Bapu had envisioned. He said under the leadership of Prime Minister Narendra Modi, several welfare schemes are being implemented for the upliftment of the poor.
I propose that under the Viksit Bharat Mission, Guarantee for Employment and Livelihood, VBG Ramji Bill 2025 should be re-established.
More from our correspondent.
This landmark legislation aims to establish a future-ready, convergence-driven, saturation-oriented rural development architecture. It will support the accelerated pace of rural development in accordance with the vision of Viksit Bharat and empower the rural households through increased employment opportunities. The bill provides for institutionalizing convergence of all relevant schemes through a unified planning process anchored in Viksit Gram Panchayat plans. The bill also has provisions to facilitate availability of farm labor during peak agricultural seasons. Under the bill, wage rates will be notified by the central government, and until such notification, the existing MG Narega wage rates will continue to apply. The legislation also provides for unemployment allowance if employment is not provided within 15 days. With Anand Kumar, Suparna Saikya, Akashwani News, Delhi.
Our correspondent reports on today's proceedings in both Houses of Parliament.
Both the Houses today completed legislative business with the passing of important legislations. Viksit Bharat Guarantee for Rozgar and Ajivika Mission Grameen, VBG Ramji Bill 2025 was introduced in the Lok Sabha. The legislation will replace the 20-year-old Mahatma Gandhi National Rural Employment Guarantee Act 2005. Under the legislation, 125 days of wage employment will be provided to every rural household in a financial year. The Lok Sabha passed the Sabka Bima, Sabki Raksha Amendment of Insurance Laws Bill 2025. The bill seeks to accelerate the growth and development of the insurance sector by ensuring better protection of policyholders. The Lok Sabha also passed the Repealing and Amending Bill 2025 to repeal those laws which have become redundant and obsolete. While the Rajya Sabha today concluded discussion on the election reforms with the address of Leader of the House J.P. Nadda, Rajya Sabha approved the Appropriation No. 4 Bill 2025 and returned it to the Lok Sabha. With Anand Kumar, Bhupen Singh, Akashwani News, Delhi.
After completing the business, both houses were adjourned for the day. This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on X handle at EIR News Alerts. And for details of these stories and more, log on to our website www.newsoneir.gov.in and download the News on EIR app. In Chhattisgarh's Bijapur district, 34 Maoists, including 7 women, surrendered today. Out of them, 26 Maoists were collectively carrying a total reward of 84 lakh rupees. The Maoists also handed over their weapons at the time of surrender. Superintendent of Police Dr. Jitendra Kumar Yadav said that those who surrendered include members of the DKS Zonal Committee, besides Maoists from the Telangana State Committee and the AOB Division. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jayashankar has condemned the recent terror attack at Bondi Beach in Australia's Sydney, asserting that India and Israel have a policy of zero tolerance towards terrorism. The minister made these remarks alongside his Israeli counterpart Gideon Saar in Jerusalem today. External Affairs Minister arrived in Israel today to hold bilateral consultations with his counterpart Foreign Minister Gideon Saar. Dr. Jayashankar also offered condolences over the loss of several lives in the terror attack during Hanukkah celebrations.
I convey our very, very sincere, deep condolences at the loss of life due to the terror attack at the Hanukkah celebrations in Bondi Beach. India and Israel have a policy of zero tolerance towards terrorism. We appreciate your consistent support to our fight against terrorism in all its forms and manifestations. India supports the Gaza peace plan and hopes that it would lead to a lasting and durable solution.
The India Meteorological Department, or IMD, has forecast thunderstorms accompanied by lightning and gusty winds over Kerala, Mahe, Tamil Nadu, Puducherry and Karaikal. Similar conditions will prevail over Lakshadweep and Andaman and Nicobar Islands tomorrow. Our correspondent reports that various parts of the country continues to grapple with cold weather and dense fog affecting day-to-day life.
Very dense fog conditions are expected over Uttar Pradesh and Madhya Pradesh till tomorrow. The IMD has also said that parts of Delhi, Punjab, Haryana, Chandigarh and Northeast India are likely to witness dense fog during early morning hours over the next 2 days. Meanwhile, according to the Central Pollution Control Board, the average air quality index in the national capital stood at 341 as of 7 PM today, improving from the earlier severe levels. In view of the prevailing air quality conditions, Stage 4 of the Graded Response Action Plan GRAP remains in force across Delhi NCR. All government and private schools to conduct classes for students except class 9 and class 11 in hybrid mode. Delhi government has also declared that vehicles without a pollution control certificate will not be given petrol or diesel from Thursday onwards. With Ishan Yadav, Adarsh for Akashvani News, Delhi.
A high-level committee chaired by Union Home Minister Amit Shah today approved over 507 crore rupees for national project for strengthening community-based disaster risk reduction initiatives in Panchayati Raj institutions for 20 states. The Home Ministry said that the National Disaster Mitigation Fund was launched in 2021 to armour the society to withstand any disaster, which was today extended to the panchayat level. On to sports. In cricket, India have reached the semi-final of Under-19 Asia Cup 2025 by defeating Malaysia by 315 runs in their third group stage match of the tournament in Dubai today. Chasing a target of 409 runs set by India, Malaysia were all out for 93 runs in 32.1 overs. India closed the innings with 408 for 7 in 50 overs. For India, Abhigyan Kundu scored a double century, while Dipesh Devendran took 5 wickets. Kundu scored 209 not out off 125 balls, while Vedant Trivedi scored 90 off 106 balls. Earlier, Malaysia won the toss and opted to bowl. In men's cricket, the fourth T20 game of the 5-match series between India and South Africa will be played at Lucknow tomorrow. The match is scheduled to begin at 7 PM. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. The Prime Minister Narendra Modi to hold bilateral talks with his Ethiopian counterpart Dr. Abiy Ahmed Ali in Addis Ababa in a short while. Prime Minister Modi concludes 2 day successful visit to Jordan, New Delhi and Amman, ink 5 MOUs. Government introduces Viksit Bharat Guarantee for Rozgar and Ajivika Mission Grameen, VBG Ramji Bill in Lok Sabha. Lower House passes repealing and amending bill seeking to repeal obsolete laws. In Chhattisgarh, 34 Maoists surrender in Bijapur district. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jayashankar meets his Israeli counterpart Gideon Saar in Jerusalem. Both sides reiterate zero tolerance policy towards terrorism. And in Under-19 Asia Cup cricket, India enters semi-final, defeating Malaysia by 315 runs in Dubai. That is all in the news at 9. Good night.